This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. President Donald Trump said Monday that a new day is coming in Latin America as he sought to rally support among the largest Venezuelan community in the U.S. for opposition leader Juan Guaido. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president has said opposition leader Juan Guaido is the rightful leader in Venezuela. He called Nicolas Maduro a Cuba puppet. He also had a message for the military supporting Maduro.
You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything.
The president says socialism has ravaged Venezuela.
Even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on.
He has been looking to draw a contrast with the policies of progressive Democrats back at home, which he brands as socialist.
America will never be a socialist country.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Protesters are gathering across the country to decry President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund his planned U.S.-Mexico border wall. The President's Day demonstrations assailed the declaration as undemocratic and anti-immigrant. Amanda Gonzalez with Colorado Common Cause says it's gut check time in Washington.
Congress must put the good of the country before the good of the party to check this power grab by President Trump.
The declaration shifts billions of dollars from military construction to the border. The move came after Congress didn't approve as much as the president wanted for the wall. California's attorney general filed a lawsuit on Monday. Xavier Becerra released a statement saying 16 states, including California, allege the Trump administration's action violates the Constitution. President Trump is lashing out at former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. During an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes Sunday, McCabe said Rosenstein was having raised the prospect of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office.